A float plane accident in Homer last night claimed the life of former Alaska State Legislator Cheryl Hines, who represented Anchorage for one term in 2003 and 2004. As KBBI's Aaron Selvig reports, federal investigators are unsure what exactly caused the Cessna 206 carrying Hines and four others to flip over while attempting to land on Homer's Beluga Lake.
Clint Johnson is an Anchorage-based investigator for the National Transportation Safety Board. He says the accident occurred Tuesday night, sometime between 10:30 and 10:45 p.m. on Beluga Lake, a popular floatplane base located between downtown Homer and the Homer Spit.
My understanding is the airplane departed from Anchorage, supposedly made a stop in Kenai, and then continued on to Homer. This was a landing accident. There were five people on board. Four basically suffered minor injuries, and obviously one suffered fatal injuries.
The airplane, a Cessna 206, was carrying four passengers plus the pilot, 71-year-old Evan Griffith of Anchorage. All of the crash victims work for the Matanuska Electric Association in Palmer, where Griffith is general manager and Hines was director of human resources and public affairs. Johnson says five passengers are typically not too much weight for a six-seater 206 to handle. He says a pair of NTSB investigators, accompanied by a dive team, arrived at the crash scene Wednesday afternoon, hoping to pull the aircraft out of the water Wednesday evening. Johnson expects a preliminary investigation on the crash to be finished by next week and a more comprehensive report to be issued within 6 months. According to the National Weather Service, the official forecast for Homer at the time of the accident called for southeast winds between 15 and 20 miles per hour. But Mary Ellen Ulrich, who lives on the north shore of Beluga Lake and witnessed the aftermath of the crash, says that wind gusts at the time were quite a bit stronger than that.
I got home from work last night, and I noticed on my deck all my flowers were blowing like crazy. The wind picked up, very hard, high wind. So I said to my husband, well, I should go out and move the plants off the tables and put them down. So I went out there, and then I see the, you know, we live on the lake, so we hear the planes all the time. I look, I see one coming in. I turn around to move a plant, and then I heard like a, you know, it sounded like they crashed into the water.
Ulrich's husband, Johnny, called 911, and soon emergency responders from the Alaska State Troopers, Homer Police Department, and Homer Volunteer Fire Department were on the scene, as well as a Good Samaritan floatplane that arrived minutes later. South Peninsula Hospital spokesperson Dorotha Ferraro says all the crash victims arrived at the hospital late Tuesday night. Four of them were treated and released, but Hines died early Wednesday morning as she was being prepared for transfer to an Anchorage hospital. According to her legislative bio, Cheryl Hines was born October 30, 1946, in Wewoka, Oklahoma. She held a teaching certificate from East Central University in Ada, Oklahoma, and a bachelor's degree from Alaska Pacific University in Anchorage. Hines lived all over Alaska, including Tok, Valdez, and Talkeetna, before settling in Anchorage in 1989, where she established herself as an artist and at one point owned an antique store on 4th Avenue downtown. In 2002, Hines was elected to the Alaska State Legislature, serving one term representing Anchorage's District 24. Homer Representative Paul Seaton worked with Hines during her time in the legislature, serving alongside her on a handful of committees. Seaton remembers Hines as a gregarious person with an outsized sense of humor.
In one committee, we were talking about sablefish, black cod, and this conversation had gone on for a while, and then she asked the question, well, what was it about these disabled fish that made them disabled? And so she had just misheard, but she took that all in stride, and she had a little wooden carving outside of her door, and she put a sign on that she kept on forever. I think it said, Home of the Disabled Fish. It was a real shame, you know, her loss.
Governor Sean Parnell has ordered state flags to fly at half staff on Friday, July 13th, in honor of Hines. In a news release Wednesday, Parnell called Hines, quote, a dedicated legislator who cared deeply for Alaska. Cheryl Hines is survived by her husband, Harold Hines, a former president of ARCO Alaska, commissioner of the Alaska Department of Natural Resources, and CEO of the Alaska Natural Gas Development Authority. Reporting from Homer, I'm Aaron Selbig.